Welcome back to the show, where as day turns to night, we delve into all manners of topics, strange and unknown. Tonight, we're going to look a little bit closer and get to unveiling the Phoenix Lights. I'm Slap, over there is DK, and of course our producer Shy. This is 99.9 FM, Unidentified Signal.
The Phoenix Lights, you said.
Yeah, do you know what those are?
But it sounds really cool.
So
whatever it is,
it's we're gonna have our first alien transmission.
Oh, okay, all right. First aliens, all right. Tinfoil hats on.
Put them on, baby. So let's set the stage. The year was 1997. And the residents of Phoenix, Arizona, witnessed something that would etch itself into the annals of UFO lore. The Phoenix Lights. Spanning across.
Phoenix.
Yes, sir. Our lovely neighbors.
I don't know why, but there was a part of me that was thinking like a phoenix.
Oh, like a firebird.
Yeah, like a rise from the ashes Phoenix light.
You know what? Hold on.
The lights you see in Phoenix, because they're aliens. God,
you can kind of hold on to that to a degree, given the location in the sky, the shape, but we'll keep going.
Okay.
So spanning across a vast area, these lights were reported by thousands, causing a stir in the desert night. Now, if you don't know what a UFO is, you're probably safe. But for the uninitiated, a UFO is an unidentified flying object. They can be found everywhere and nowhere, anytime and any place, and for the wild minds out there, anyone or anything. Unidentified, much like this signal, and unknown to all who witness an enigma in the sky.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a flying saucer, right? It's just something you can't identify, right?
If it's in the sky, we don't know what it is.
It's a UFO. What that be?
It's a UFO. Yep. So the lights appeared over a span of several hours on March 13th, 1997. Witnesses reported sightings all across Arizona, from Phoenix to Tucson, and multiple videos and photographs were captured and showing this formation in the sky, right? Leaving anyone who witnessed it baffled and equally intrigued. Now, what makes this Phoenix Lights conversation so big, and why it's one of those things that's like we use the word annals of UFO lore, like it's etched in there, is because shared experiences are often regarded like way more than just single eyewitness account. Like if I walk out into the mountains, I'm like, I saw Bigfoot. No one's going to believe just me. Right.
Yeah. But if thousands and thousands of people in Phoenix and Tucson saw it, then it's like, whoa, there's a little more credibility to that because there is a mass amount of witnesses.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like when all of these people can kind of unanimously agree on a time, a place, a location in the sky, and like what they actually saw, it lays credence to those theories.
Yeah.
So let's explore some of those theories.
Okay.
Some believe that they were flares released during military exercises, and others obviously argue that the lights had a more extraterrestrial origin.
Ooh, okay, okay. Would flares fly in that pattern? Like, because it's just like, what is it, like seven flares? Or is it six? Looks like maybe seven in that first one. But anyway, Would a plane let off flares like that? Or I guess it could be some experimental military thing, right?
Right. And you could definitely make that argument because like it's 97, but I kind of have like my own mental edge on it, given like being prior service and having been in aircraft to have like ejected flares before.
Yeah. And
I've seen what they look like during the day and at night, and I look at all of the reports and the images and of Phoenix lights, and I'm like, But yeah, those aren't moving the same in any way, shape, or form. And like our flares are bright and they illuminate a lot of what's around. And like these are kind of like really isolated lights. Like, are they that close? Are they that far away? Like, it's so strange. And like flares are known for leaving like trails and all of that stuff. And even at night, with how illuminated the sky gets with a flare,
you can see the trail. It. Yeah. I've only seen the countermeasure flares in movies, so I wasn't sure how much like that they were, but yeah, you would think you would see some kind of trail, but these are just like isolated lights. It looks just like the city lights below.
Yeah, and if you didn't know any better from the right, you would think that's just kind of like the tops of towers, like, oh, so a plane doesn't hit it, you know? But it was so high in the sky.
Yeah.
That again, like Tucson to Arizona, like Phoenix, people looked up and saw this. Now, like you can see flares pretty far, but that clearly from those distances, it's a little unheard of.
Yeah. And if it was like a big ship or something, like you said, you'd be able to like see it. Those are bright lights. They would illuminate whatever's around them. So it's almost like they are literally just, I don't want to say like a giant LED light floating through the sky, but that's kind of what it looks like.
Kinda. Yeah. If you blew up an LED strip and just focused in on the individual LEDs,
yeah,
it's up there.
Like it doesn't look like it's a giant ship that's just flying through that has a couple lights on it.
Yeah. It trips me up a little bit. But the military, right? So the military obviously claimed it. Like, yeah, it's ours. But so many hearing that and upon catching their like ownership of it or their claimed ownership of it have just remained unconvinced.
And the military actually claimed it, huh? What did they say? Did they just say, "Oh yeah, that was us, but we can't tell you what it is because top secret"?
Exactly. Yeah. 100%. Exactly. 100%. That is 1000% what they were doing. And that's like, you'll catch that pattern a lot when we talk about extraterrestrial things. It's always, it was us.
Wants to keep it quiet.
Yeah. So, military flares or not, the scale of the event left many questioning the official narrative. The light's formation and duration challenged all conventional explanations, and skepticism about the military's involvement still persists to this day.
Okay, so
I was just going to
ask, what about the formation and everything? Were people just like, no, it's not the military, it's extraterrestrials, it's aliens? Like, what about it made people so skeptical?
So it's really hard to see from the current imagery out there. There are some that show it, and perhaps our producer might have them, but in a V shape. So these lights weren't in just a straight line. They kind of had a V pattern to them, mm-hmm. right? Like a slight bow and arc in the sky, much like flying geese.
Yeah.
So like a lot of V. Exactly. So shout out Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
we've got
Coach Bombay taught me right.
He taught me right. So we've got this V in the sky, in the night sky, and you could make the argument, okay, well, what if they're, you know, dropping flares? But have you ever known, one, a countermeasure to only drop a singular flare, and two, they're so close to each other, perhaps we're just deceived by the distance and the scale of these things. Maybe they're a lot bigger than we think, but they're in the sky and they're flying in this V shape, or at least holding pattern in this V shape. And folks are just unconvinced that these are military aircraft, because if it was a flare, wouldn't you see each individual light blooming if they're all dropping these flares?
Yeah. I mean, they could be like little drones, I guess, like little miniature drones, I guess, but
entirely possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
So yeah, it is weird. It is weird. And everyone in Arizona seemed to agree at the time.
So if I was in Arizona at the time, I would have been very freaked out.
You look it up in the sky, you see these things, you don't know what the hell they are, and now all of a sudden it's, oh, the military's claiming it. Oh, but what if it's aliens? But what if it's aliens?
If I saw it today, like if I looked out the studio window and there were just like lights flickering across, I'd be a little freaked out. I would, you know,
There were reports too, like in 2007, I think 2008 was the last like reported sighting of these lights. And 2007, the military claimed it. The Luke Air Force Base claimed it, said it was one of our F-16 fighting Falcons. Okay, so the military claimed one in 2007. 2008, more lights, but this time Luke Air Force Base denied it, and now we don't know where these are coming from. So they claimed one in 2007, and they didn't claim it in 2008, so now it's leading more credence to the series. Like, the government can't keep claiming that this is the third official sighting. They didn't want to claim the third one. What's going on?
Wait, so in 2007, these lights showed up as they are, and they claim that was a fighter jet?
So in 2008, we'll talk about. So in 2007, yeah, they said the military claimed, or Luke Air Force Base claimed, that it was their F-16 fighting Falcon in training.
I don't think so.
In 2008, now this is where it gets weird to me. In 2008, there was another sighting, but shortly after the sighting, the lights reportedly appeared to change from like a square shape to a triangular formation kind of over time. And then,
so they were moving independently. It wasn't like it was one big plane or something.
Yeah. After they transitioned and started to move, eyewitness accounts report that there were three jets that appeared and took off after the lights.
Okay. That's okay. So the jets chasing the unidentified lights, like the government's going after them or shoot them down or...
Yeah. Okay. It was isolated over Phoenix this time around, but residents, again, is shared experience. The residents of Phoenix reportedly saw these lights on April 21st.
Okay.
And shortly after the lights appeared and began to change shape and move, the three jets were then seen immediately after heading west.
Okay. I'm assuming there wasn't any sound of gunfire or anything or explosions or whatever, so they were probably just tailing it to see what it was?
Potentially, yeah. Okay. But that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. That also proves that people can tell the difference in the sky between a plane and these drones, because these drones are just lights, and then you have an actual plane that's flying through the air. So the initial claim that these things were a fighting Falcon
in chasing these lights, in chasing these lights, they've done nothing more than effectively discredit themselves, because now we can tell the difference
between the lights and a jet.
And that's where my brain sits. So a lot of the extraterrestrial hypotheses have kind of like cropped up from this. Okay. So the enthusiasts proposed that the Phoenix lights were evidence of otherworldly visitations, and the V-shaped formation and the silent hovering nature of the lights have fueled speculations that go beyond earthly explanations. And I am in that camp. I agree.
Oh, so you think it's extraterrestrials?
I do. We can't be alone in this universe. We can't.
I would agree. One of my favorite quotes from a movie, it's called Contact. I think it was Jodie Foster. If we are alone in the universe, that's an awfully big waste of space.
So I hadn't heard that before, and I can't help but agree.
But I don't know if these are convincing me of extraterrestrial. I don't know if this is convincing me of, like, alien behavior, or if this is just, like, really weird government tech stuff. You know, like, the jets chasing after them is a little weird, for sure, but I don't know if that's enough to convince me that, like, this is aliens. You know, it's weird, and it's definitely some government shenanigans trying to cover up maybe some top secret tech that maybe they just really haven't fleshed out. But I don't know if I'm convinced about aliens just from, like, lights flying through the sky.
You know, and that's entirely valid, right? So, yeah. And you know what? Our producer just slides us across our desk. Would the government actually test their top secret tech over a populated city? And now, I firmly believe if they were going to test over a populated city, what better way than to arouse the suspicion of the extraterrestrial to do something like this unexplained, right? Because if they saw it, if people saw it, there's skeptics everywhere.
True.
If they saw it, they would just as easily believe extraterrestrial and immediately denounce any government involvement at all. And it'd be really easy for the military doing a top secret operation to say, no, that wasn't us. Or yeah, maybe that was. You know what I mean?
So you think they're hitting them with a little bit of the old reverse psychology.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I mean, I believe we're not the only ones.
Where they're like, hey, we can test our top secret tech over Arizona because, like, all they're going to see are our little light drones flying overhead. They're not going to think top secret military spy drones. They're going to think aliens, and we're in the clear. Nobody's going to know. Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's entirely possible. Sure. They could be hitting him with, like, the, you know, 200 IQ play.
Yeah. And the beauty of an open mind on all of this is that every theory that you kind of create here is just as good as the next. It's so believable, too, because I mean, I've been in the military. I've been a part of top secret organizations within the military and part of those conversations. And some of the stuff you discuss, some of the things you hear about and what's actually like disclosed to the public and what's not disclosed to the public, which is an entirely different conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is so true. Like, cause you don't know. It's like, it comes down to the old adage. You don't know what you don't know. And if the public doesn't know, then they're going to be none the wiser, and they'll remain that way. So let people theorize. Let people come up with their own wild Animal House theories. Like, what is going on in the sky? Is it the military? Is it not the military? Are we being visited? If we are being visited, what's taking them so long? Why don't they come down here and say, hi, what's the big issue? And now we have a healthy or unhealthy, depending on how you look at it,
fixation. Depending on how obsessed you get, yeah.
of like this conceptual thing. And it's wild, right?
Yeah. So the only real evidence we have about what these could be is just, yeah, at some point the government claimed it and then they didn't claim it when it happened later.
So it led a lot of people to really, like, analyze, well, what was different between this one and that one? And that's where a lot of skepticism lives at the moment when it comes to the Phoenix Lights. Mm-hmm. So, like, because these are the same experiences on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. Why is it different here? Why is it not different there? And, you know, it lays credence to the theory that maybe it was military involvement because if you're getting enough attention, you got to tell them something. But at a certain point, the attention gets too good at picking up on things. So now we have to denounce it. And there's a couple of people that will actively say, you know, not all attention is good attention in this regard. So maybe the military at that point wanted to step away from it and was like, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. Believe in aliens.
Yeah, that's true. That could have been another big brain play where they were just like, oh, no, it wasn't us. Oh, no, I guess aliens do exist and we're totally not experimenting with weird light drones or whatever those could potentially be that the military is cooking up.
But here's what I think. I think the first instance was extraterrestrial contact. Oh. I think the subsequent were attempts to recreate what had happened, because when you look at science from that perspective, through the lens of research, we try to replicate what we find in nature. And the unexplained things in nature are often left to these trials and tribulations of the scientists that choose to undertake these things, much like the Demon Core, a little reflection back. We just want to know, how does this happen? What causes this sort of thing? So perhaps the first occurrence in 97 was an honest-to-goodness extraterrestrial encounter. But the subsequent was our military involvement, our government trying to find out, how does something like that happen?
Okay, so the first one might have actually been aliens, and then the second one that was claimed by the government was them trying to recreate what the aliens did?
Kind of, right? It's a good theory.
Okay.
So shortly, we'll talk about it a little bit. After the 1997 incident, the Arizona governor, Fife Symington, held a press conference joking that they had found who was responsible and revealing an aide dressed in an alien costume. And later in 2007, Symington reportedly told a UFO investigator that he'd had a personal close encounter with an alien spacecraft, but remained silent because, quote unquote, he didn't want to panic the populace. According to Symington, I'm a pilot, and I know just about every machine that flies. It was bigger than anything I'd ever seen. It remains a great mystery. Other people saw it? Responsible people. And I don't know why people would ridicule it. So he took this event thousands of people were privy to and decided to make a joke about it.
Huh.
Now, I don't know what anyone else feels about this, but if I wanted to soften the blow on a potentially hard situation,
yeah,
I'd probably make a joke about it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You make light of it, you throw it under the bus, and you try and convince people that it was no big deal, it's a joke, look at me, I've got a guy in a funny costume, ha ha ha, yeah, I can see that.
Brings out his own alien, brings out his own eyewitness, quote unquote, eyewitness account. Yeah. And it's a crazy thing. So they got to calling it the X-Fife for Fife Symington.
Yeah.
And they just outplayed it, overplayed it, and denounced the heck out of it. Now, if you follow a lot of conspiracy theories online, that's generally the pattern. It happened, it's unexplained. Denounce. Oh, well, it happened again. Okay, we'll claim this one's us. But then it happens a third time. We can't follow the same pattern. What do? Deny. And it's weird in that respect because it's a self-protective measure. Let's make a joke of it. Let's claim it. Let's just say it was us, but it's still happening. Okay, maybe it wasn't us. And now people are fed this keeping plate of healthy skepticism, and now no one knows what to believe.
Yeah, I feel like the inconsistency in them claiming it and then not claiming it and then making a joke out of it doesn't really help their case. I feel like if they had just stayed consistent and just claimed all of them, it would have been better off for them, because then everybody's just like, oh yeah, it's a government thing. You know, they claimed it. They claimed the last one happened again. Oh yeah, that's a government thing. It's fine. Whatever. They're just doing that thing that they do. But like when you claim it, don't claim it, deny it, joke about it, then it's like, what's actually going on up there? Because that's not that's not you, is it? Because you are being very weird about the way you are choosing to claim. So what's flying overhead right now?
Mm-hmm. Extraterrestrial ping pong. It's just back and forth. We don't know who's winning, who's scoring the first point, but all of the eyewitness accounts from the whole thing describe the same thing. A massive silent craft just gliding overhead. And the commonality between all of them is awe and bewilderment. So the Phoenix Lights became a shared experience that just, whether you believe government involvement, whether you believe extraterrestrial involvement or contact, it sparked a singular collective curiosity across the board. Every single person's like, now invested. And again, this isn't the only instance of lights in the sky. It's just one of the more well-known ones, the Phoenix Lights.
Yeah, because so many people saw it. It's probably one of the most well-known because you have so many eyewitness accounts that, yeah. Ooh, spooky. And we still, to this day, no idea what it is. Just lights that were flying overhead. Maybe it was a giant craft. Maybe it was seven little lights in formation. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oof. Spooky. 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 And
so this just in, our producer, the closest they have ever been honest, as ODNI report in 2021, when U.S. government admitted they were quote-unquote unable to identify 143 objects spotted between 2004 and 2021. 18 of these featured unusual movement patterns or flight characteristics. I've seen a little bit about that. I've seen a little bit about that. People catching these aircraft, or the Air Force has like weather planes that have these cameras, and they're kind of like viewing the clouds from overhead, and it helps like pinpoint like weather. It's just weather. It's satellite imagery to a degree. You can call it Big Brother, you can call it whatever you want, but they have these cameras. They're looking down, and they catch these things all the time in the sky, or maybe not all the time. Chooses what they want you to believe. And these things do not move normal. They do not move normal. Some of them look like spinning tops. Some of them look like plates. Some of them are in shapes or in clusters, and they just appear to go, stop, disperse, rejoin, disappear. And they're gone. They move so damn fast with no sound. And there's a lot of pictures. There's a lot of videos.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild. Yeah, and
that's freaky.
It's insane. It is actually insane. It makes me think, though, if I go outside the station right now and I look up at the sky, I could stare there for hours. What am I going to find? What am I going to see in the sky?
Yeah, stars, dude. You're going to see a bunch of stars.
But are they stars?
Oh, they could be dead stars.
You wouldn't know until a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, exactly. Until it blips out like a week from now. Yeah, yeah. I always thought that was interesting that, like, if you look up at the stars, the amount of, like, ghost stars that you're potentially looking at is just kind of, like, wild.
Imagine, dude. Imagine. Just as Shai says, imagine. You look out the sky. You swear. You stare really hard into a single pit of black. Maybe a tiny cluster of stars in the night sky. And they blink.
Ah, be careful when you peer into the void, because the void peers back. So you've left us with mystery and intrigue, Slap.
Ooh, imagine.
Are they out there?
Are they out there? You know who is out there, though? You can hear the phone ringing right off the hook.
Oh, what? We have a call?
We have a call. Let's hear it from one of our listeners.
I turned on my TV today, but every channel was dead. I was at the mercy of the relentless static. teasing me with the hints of a message lurking within the noise. I listened closely and heard something speaking to me. Words garbled through the droning white snow. My family won't find me home come morning. I know what I must do.
That was a very insightful call. Thank you, caller. Thank you for calling in to 99.9 Unidentified Signal. Right, Slap?
Right. Thank you for your time. Appreciate your listen.
Yeah. Don't turn that dial.
Do not turn that dial. Stay right where you are. Stay seated. They can see you.
Oh, yeah. Keep the lights on. Lock the doors. Keep the fire roaring.
And I'll tell you what. We in the studio here believe in healthy skepticism.
Mm-hmm. That we do. Healthy skepticism. Yeah. Healthy. Unhealthy. Healthy skepticism.
Put away your tinfoil hats. Don't let them see you.
Put the antennas down.
The antennas down, dude.
Lower the antennas.
So as we wrap up, the mystery of the Phoenix Lights endures, right? Despite investigations and official statements, questions just linger. What were those lights and why were they seen over a vast expanse? The Phoenix Lights remain an unsolved puzzle, inviting us to ponder the mysteries that stretch beyond our comprehension.
And that stretch over Phoenix.
Specifically, like, apparently.
The lights.
Maybe it's the heat, you know? Maybe it's the heat.
Maybe it's... But it was at night.
It's cold in the desert. That's true. That's, you know, that is true. Well, there goes that theory. What do you think? Yeah.
I don't know, man. I still think it's just, like, weird government drones.
Government drones or ETs?
Government drones.
Yeah. You tell us.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for joining us on this journey to the mysterious world of the Phoenix Lights. And as we continue to explore the unexplained here, remember that the universe often keeps its secrets just beyond the reach of our understanding. So until next time, keep exploring, keep the mysteries alive. Thank you for tuning in to 99.9 FM, the Unidentified Signal. And remember, sleep where they can't find you.